Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about the history of the Bible 103, the doctrine, the history of the Bible 103, the doctrine. I give our devotional scripture reading, amen, from Revelation 18, 1 through 5, and it reads as following. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of demons. And the hold of every foul spirit, and every cage of every unclean, hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her deliciousness. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquity. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We magnify you and glorify your mighty name, Father. Oh, God in heaven, we just ask right now that you may look down on your people today. Oh, God, and that you may have mercy, Father, for they know not what they are doing. Oh, God, misled in doctrine, receiving false witness. Oh, God, not willing to search the scriptures, Father, for understanding. Oh, God, I have and heard and will ask, Father, that you have mercy on your people. Father, we ask that you give us the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to know the difference, our Father, that we may be able to do as you commanded, to come out of her. Father, we just thank you. We magnify you. Glorify your mighty name. Father, it's in Jesus' most holy name I pray. Amen and amen. Again, amen. God is good. Amen. We're talking about a specific doctrine. Amen. Now, in order to get started, I want to say something about doctrine, the word doctrine, so you can understand it. The word doctrine simply means instruction, the teaching of instruction. Amen. So that you would understand that the word of God is supposed to be your instruction as a disciple. Amen. And now the word disciple means that you are a learner of the doctrine, the instruction. Amen. That's what we're supposed to be, a lifetime learner of the instruction. But the Bible here in verse 4 of the 18th chapter tells us, commands us to come out of her. Well, first of all, we have to understand who her is. Her is a religious system that the Christian church has been in since after the flood. Amen. We have been in this system all the way from Noah days. Amen. And we are still mingled with this system. Amen. This system is a Babylonian system. Amen. That have corrupt all the nations. The nations is talking about not a whole nation, it's talking about all the ethnicities. Amen. Every due race or color or creed have been corrupted by this religious institute come from Babylon. Amen. And we're going to see how that this religion is still in the church and have manipulated itself in the church and have continued until this day. Amen. Amen. Using different methods, different individuals to be able to penetrate, amen, the church system. Amen. To penetrate the church system. Let's go to Revelation chapter 2. Let me show you the doctrines. I'm not going to read all of this. I'm just showing you the doctrines. All right, verse chapter 2. Amen. Amen. All right, we're talking about the doctrines, amen, as there's several different ways that Satan is manipulating the church. Verse 2, number 1, 2, it says, chapter 2, starting at verse 9, it says, I know thy works and thy tribulation, thy power, that thou art rich, and I know the blasphemies of them which say that they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Meaning that Satan got people in the church, amen, that's claiming to be Christians that are not Christians, amen, for the same objective that he have in other places, to corrupt, confuse, and mislead them into doing things that they don't supposed to be doing. Amen. And so that the people that's in the church say that they're Christians, but they are not Christians. Amen. Okay. Chapter 2, verse 13, it says, I know the works thou which thou have dwellest, even to Satan is, that hold fast to my name, and has not denied my faith, and those who were after apostles was the faithful martyr, and was slain among you where Satan dwelleth, meaning that Satan dwelleth in the church. He's in the church, that's what he's saying, Satan dwelleth in the church. But I have a few things against thee, because they have has them hold the doctrine. They hold to the doctrine. They take heed to the doctrine, okay? This is saying that they have another doctrine in the church. Amen. The doctrine of Balaam. So the doctrine of Balaam was in the church at this particular time. And he said, who taught Balak to cast stumbling blocks wherein the children of Israel that the things sacrificed to idols and committed fornication? Amen. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which things I hate. So he says he hates the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Amen. Now, the Nicolaitans come from a man that was in the, in the 6th chapter, 5th verse of the Acts, who was one of the ordained deacons of the church, who later became a Catholic priest, amen, known as Saint Nick, amen, who started the polygynous movement and corruption through fornication and all kind of stuff, the same as the Balaam. All of these doctrines come through the same system of Baal worship and the Babylonian Empire. Amen. So God actually said he hates this system. So this is also the system that's set up bishops and popes and all this kind of stuff, as the Bible says, to lord it over the people. Amen. Now, this word Nicola means the conqueror of the people. Amen. So, actually, what he's talking about is the conqueror of the laity. The laity of the people in the church. What the church did was set up bishops, amen, to control the people in a specific area under their leadership, amen. And that's what they've done, and they have continued to do it unto this day, amen. So it's a bunch of corruption through different sorts of entities mystery religion is using. Amen. Amen. Okay. He says another doctrine. He says, notwithstanding, I have a few things. Oh, I'm in chapter 20 of second chapter. He said, notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou hast suffered thy woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things unto idols. And I gave her space to repent for her fornications, and they repented not. Oh, so this is another doctrine. We come from the doctrine of Jezebel's doctrine, which is the same true system through in which Baal was worshipped, and Israel worshiped Baal a long time. Amen. You have to understand that Israel was in bondage for 500 years or so, and a lot of their traditions and their cultures come from this stay in bondage, amen, that they learned to worship these other gods. Now, these Baals is no other than the same thing. If you was to go to Iraq, they worship Baal. If you was to go to Greece, they worship Baal. If you was to go to China, they worship Baal. They just call them different names, amen, because of the language, their dialect, and because of their belief and their systems through mythology and all of these kind of things, amen. All of them is Baal worship, but they using other names. It's always going to be, when you talk about Baal worship, it's always going to be a male deity and a female deity. One of the son of the tree, the males are of the sun and of the tree worship, and the females are of the moon and of the grove, amen, in which all have been worshipped and continue to worship as of this day, amen. Can I get a witness here? We are worshiping, and a lot of people say, oh, I don't worship it. They don't lie because they're ignorant and don't know that they're worshiping it. Amen. Even most of the pastors know that they're telling the people to worship these different gods, and they are teaching these different doctrines of these gods, and these people in the church don't even know that the pastors is preaching and teaching these doctrines, amen, that they know come from Babylon, or what they know come from pagans, amen. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. This is a religious system. God commands us as Christians to come out of her. If it's telling you to come out of something, that means you have been in it. You have been corrupt. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God, hallelujah. The best way to get out of something that is corrupt is to get away from it. Amen. It's the same if you are a drug addict or alcoholic, home mother. In order for you to stop doing what you're doing, you have to stay away from it, amen. Not continue to be with it. I hear all these saying, I'm going to be a Baptist for life. You're a fool for life if you think like that, amen. All Baptists don't tell the truth, amen. Can I get a witness here? All Protestants don't tell the truth, amen. All holiness church don't tell the truth, amen. Hallelujah. You have a lot of them following false doctrine, hallelujah. But yet you got to be a Baptist for the rest of your life. It ain't about being a Baptist for the rest of your life. It's about being a Christian for the rest of your life. A follower of Jesus Christ, not a follower of Baal. We need to wake up, church. We need to understand the history of this Bible, that this Christian church has been infiltrated and continually being infiltrated, mingling with the pagans, mingling with the demonic systems of this world and the doctrines of the heathen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we need to wake up and understand where this mess come from and who has it come from, who preaching it, who time, you have Baptist ministers that claim to be ministers of God, and yet they are masons. You can't be a mason, amen, and a minister of God. They serve two different gods. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to talk about it. Talk about it. Can I get a witness here? Oh, you're the ignorant people. We need to understand what the Bible says about the truth, not what your pastor says, not what your minister says, not what these ignorant people say, but what the truth says in the Bible. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God. I just want to thank God. Amen. For opening my eyes and opening my fellowship to his marvelous light. Amen. I just want to thank him because I was on the road just as you all was. Amen. Confused and bamboozled. Amen. Not knowing the truth. Amen. But when I saw the truth, I recognized it and humbled myself to be able to walk in the principles of God. Hallelujah. What you going to do? You're going to continue to be confused. You're going to continue to be a Baptist for the rest of your life. You're going to continue to worship all these devils. Hallelujah. I'm going to 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, starting at verse 14, and the scripture reads as follows. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. With what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion has light with darkness, and what concord has Christ with Balaam? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? Oh God, hallelujah. Verse 16, it says, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. The God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from amongst them, and be ye separate, says the Lord. Touch not, clean not these things. I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be the sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God, what fellowship, church? Who is you fellowshipping with? Who is you fellowshipping with? And how you know you fellowshipping with the right thing? Who is you in commune with? Amen. Come on now, and how you know you in commune with the right thing? Amen. We need to start studying the Word of God. We need to start understanding the Word of God. Amen. Get with the right people, and the right people will get with you. Amen, to give you understanding and to give you the mercy of the truth, amen, because the Bible says the truth will set you free, amen. Oh, God, it will set you free. Free from what? Free from all of these idolisms, amen. Free from all of this false doctrine that's in the church today. Mobilizing the church as mythology in which God has warned us us to stay away from mythology. Mythology is the same thing as fables, amen, and fables is the same thing as, ooh, hallelujah, the faith. If you know anything about the faith is fairies that come from the Grimm brothers who told the story of Easter, amen. Can I get a witness here? Come from a Germanic nature, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. So the Easter was a fairy tale, amen, in which the Grimm brothers come up with it and gave to the world, and the world is eating it up, conducive unto their knowledge, amen, which is scarcely defined of information and truth, amen. We need to understand where these things come from. We need to understand where the knowledge comes from. We need to understand where the history comes from. We need to understand where the doctrine comes from before we leap hand bound and head first to believe something. Hallelujah. Church has been bamboozled, believing in lies, confused, oh God, not willing to accept instruction, amen, not willing to repent, oh Church of God, hallelujah, you are in trouble, you are, have become a disgrace, amen, not only to your God, but to my God. Hallelujah. Oh God. And he's coming for you.